So I share with you, my brothers and sisters, a spiritual exercise on forgiveness that may it lead us to at least begin to say, I want to forgive, and allow the Holy Spirit to stir in our hearts forgiveness so that we can obtain the Father's forgiveness. Is why Jesus was sent into this world. So I ask you to find a quiet place today, tomorrow, sometime this week, sometime in the near future. Find a quiet place in prayer. Acknowledge God's presence. Give Him thanks for the gift of prayer and give Him a loving response by invoking the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to move you in this prayer. Light a candle if that helps. A candle always reminds us of the presence of Jesus. And so begin with three steps. And the first step is to imagine anyone that you might have offended in your life, whether this person is living or deceased, anyone that you might have offended or hurt in any way or sinned against. Remember, we are in prayer. You simply in prayer are going to say the person's name and you're going to say, please forgive me for the time that I hurt you. The first step is for us to seek forgiveness, to just simply say, please forgive. Let me hear you say that. Please forgive me. See, we can say it, and we can say it in prayer. And after you exhaust anybody and everybody in your life that you might have never said, please forgive me, remember, say their name, say, please forgive me, and be specific for the time that I hurt you. And then you go to the second step. And since we've already asked forgiveness, the second step is a little more difficult. We now seek to forgive. Imagine all those who have wronged us, living or deceased, anyone who has wronged us in any way or sinned against us. We're going to recall their name and say now, I forgive you for the time you hurt me. Let me hear you say, I forgive you. See, we can do it. We can do it in prayer. We can simply say, I forgive you. I'm sorry for the time that I hurt you or offended you or embarrassed you or took something that didn't belong to me. First step is simply to be able to ask for forgiveness. The second step is to give it. And the third step is the most difficult of their all. It's the one that keeps us from forgiving others. And that is to be able to forgive ourselves from the heart. I remember when I did the exercise the first time, I got to the end and I did say, forgive myself. And then in the 30-day exercise, God recalled this exercise to me. And I had to check the first step. And I was like, no, Lord, I really believe that I have asked forgiveness in prayer from anybody that I might have offended. And then I went to the second step and I said, checking my heart again. No, Lord, I really feel that I have forgiven everybody from my heart. So why are we reviewing this exercise again? And God says, did you forgive yourself? And I said, yes, Lord, I did. He says, but you didn't forgive yourself from your heart. Meaning that we can say, I forgive you to someone, but we don't mean it. It's just words. And Jesus says, we have to do that from our hearts. So I beg you, when you get to the third step, put your hands on your heart and imagine yourself saying your name and saying, I forgive you. I forgive you for all those times that you lied. I forgive you for all those times that you cheated. I forgive you for all those times that you were angry. I forgive you for all those times that you hurt another person. I forgive you for all those impure and hateful thoughts. I forgive you. I forgive you for not forgiving from the heart. I forgive you, and I love you. What a beautiful thing, my brothers and sisters, to even begin this spiritual exercise on forgiveness. Remember, as Father Amman shares with us, prayer is a personal response to God's presence, and how beautiful it would be if we enter into God's presence in prayer and we ask forgiveness from anybody we might have offended, and we forgive everyone who has offended us, and ultimately we're able to forgive ourselves and enjoy the love that God has given us. God says, unless you forgive from the heart, you cannot be forgiven. Forgive, my brothers and sisters, and ultimately forgive yourself.